Yukon Quest mushers have surpassed a major milestone in preparation for running next month's race. As KUAC's Molly Redig reports, tons of race food and gear were dropped off over the weekend for shipping to checkpoints along the 1,000-mile route between Fairbanks and Whitehorse.
Laura Neese decided she wanted to be a long-distance dog musher when she was 9 years old. 10 years later, after finishing high school early and earning a bachelor's degree in veterinary technology, she's about to run her first 1,000-mile sled dog race.
I'm just excited to finally be here.
The 19-year-old rookie drove from Michigan to Fairbanks last week with 14 dogs and one handler. In less than 2 weeks, Neese will join 23 other mushers on the Chena River in downtown Fairbanks for the start of the 33rd Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race. She's the youngest in the field.
My goals are to learn the trail, gain experience since it's my first 1,000-mile race, and kind of work towards future years to become competitive.
On Saturday, she dropped off a few dozen bags of race supplies at Summit Logistics. The bags contain everything she needs on the trail: extra booties and blankets, kibble, meat, and fat for the dogs, as well as food for herself.
I brought 3 different meals to each checkpoint for myself. Pasta and sauce, and then tater tots with cheese, and Pizza Hut pizza.
She also added a local treat from her hometown.
Buckeyes, the chocolate peanut butter cookies.
On Saturday afternoon, food started pouring into the big parking lot off Van Horn. A steady stream of dog trucks and trailers pulled up, filled with white mesh bags. Volunteers descended, grabbing bags, attaching labels, and stacking them on pallets destined for remote spots of Alaska and the Yukon. Central, Eagle, Pelly Crossing.
Search. We got a circle going on.
Right here.
All right, here we go.
There are 9 checkpoints in the race where mushers can reload on these supplies, but some are as far as 200 miles apart. Everything they need in between has to go in their sled.
A pair of snowshoes, an axe, fuel, a cooker, and then a certain amount of food also for the dogs, and a sleeping bag. If they need to stay put or to camp, anything that would make sure that the team and the musher would survive staying out there in the cold.
Marie Olson is a race volunteer. She's signing in the mushers and overseeing the flow of baggage. As the day goes on, the piles grow taller and taller. Fairbanks musher Cody Straith dropped off more than 3,000 pounds of gear. That's 44 bags for himself, plus another 40 for his wife, Paige Drobny. They've both run the quest before, but never in the same year. They spent the past 2 weeks cooking, cutting, bagging, and organizing food in between training runs.
It's a little hectic. Right now, we sometimes wonder why we're doing this, but here in a week or two, it'll all become clear again, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Their friends helped them put together the menu for the trail. Straith is most excited about the little cheesecakes waiting for him along the way. There's a special dessert for the dogs, too.
Beaver meat's probably the equivalent of the cheesecake for them. It's really rich. They eat it no matter what. They love it. It makes them happy.
That's the most important part of long-distance racing, Straith says, keeping the runners happy.
Music is definitely a secret weapon. And this year, we had a bunch of friends donate iPods that were all loaded up with music. And so we've got an arsenal of different good booty shaking and bluegrass and whatever else music. So we'll be able to keep the morale high by keeping yourself happy. Then if you're happy, then the dogs are happy.
Volunteers wrapped the pallets in plastic wrap and divided them up by country. Half the gear went in the back of a semi-truck headed for the border, and the rest was stored in a pair of Connexes. The mushers looked relieved as they drove off with empty trucks. In Fairbanks, I'm Molly Redig.